boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Hot dog. I love this song. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
I love that song. It reminds me of my childhood. Why are you playing that?
I'm playing it because I don't know if you saw on social media. Literally everyone's getting a photo with it. The Wienermobile's in town, girl.
Okay, this has been the buzz around the office today. I told you earlier this week that I was really excited to learn that the Wienermobile is in the area through Sunday.
Dude, it's down the road. Literally a couple of blocks from the station. Right now, it is currently at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee until what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So I think it got there around like 2. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of hours. I am a little mad because I have to stay here. Someone has to run the buttons to make sure we stay on the air. Music plays.
Yeah.
I got to stay here. But I could kick you out if you're cool with it. I'd like you to leave the room, get out of the studio, and someone needs to go see the Wienermobile, and that is you. Do you want to go see the Wienermobile? Like, can I kick you out and you go do it? Unless you want to run the buttons,
no,
I'll go see the Wienermobile.
No, I just am like waiting for you to say that I'm being punked because this is going to be the best day of my life.
Just kidding, you're being punked. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'll go find the Wienermobile.
You really will?
Yeah, why not? I think I've only ever seen it once. I kind of want to, you know, let everybody know what's up with the Wienermobile today.
Okay, great. I need you to go find it. I need you to confirm it's at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee. And then I'm going to give you $10 because I want to see if you can schmooze. I don't know who drives it. Schmooze the driver and see if you can get in.
Ooh,
I'm giving you $10.
That's a lot.
Talk them into letting you inside.
Is it challenge now?
Challenge. $10. Can you get inside?
If I can't get inside, I will keep the $10.
No. But and yeah. Give me a hot dog, right?
If they have them, yes. But I got to go. I got to get going.
Okay, go find the Wienermobile. And Taylor is currently out of the studio because she is on a mission right now to find us the Wienermobile. Well, where are you at, Taylor?
You kicked me out, but honestly, I'm really excited about it because I am on a mission. Street teamer Kate has been looking for the Wienermobile herself earlier today. She went to the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee, saw it there, but now we know that it's at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee, which luckily for us is just down the street from the station. So we are literally in the vehicle going to find the Wienermobile.
So she's your chauffeur driving you there. You guys haven't made it yet, but hopefully you'll be there soon. Because you have Trending with Taylor coming up soon, and I'm going to hope you're going to be ready for that, whatever Trending with Taylor is going to be.
Well, it's going to be about the Wienermobile, obviously. Everybody's talking about this thing, so I figure why not talk about what everybody's posting on social media about from the actual thing itself.
Oh, my God. Are we getting a live on location for Trending with Taylor?
Well, yeah, that's my plan. Hopefully it's actually there, but we'll just have to wait and see. I need Kate to speed up.
All right, well, Taylor's on her way to go find the Wienermobile. Hopefully she finds it in time because Trending with Taylor is coming up.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
And hopefully, I'm really hoping Taylor found the Wienermobile in time because she promised me she would do a Trending with Taylor about the Wienermobile. Taylor, did you find it in time to do it live on location?
You hear that?
What is that?
That's a wiener whistle, baby!
Woo! You got yourself a wiener whistle?
Yes, and we have two of them, so you can also have a wiener whistle.
Yes!
So we can confirm that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is at the Hy-Vee off Wilson Avenue, and I have to say I feel like my dreams have come true today.
Okay, spill the tea. Why are your dreams coming true? Because you got a wiener whistle or what? Because you saw the Wienermobile?
I got a wiener whistle. They had a whole lot of wiener whistles, which is super cool. They have stickers, which again, I grabbed you one, Destiny, because
yes!
It says I saw it with the Wienermobile on the sticker.
Yes!
Also, as we were walking up just a couple of seconds ago, get this, there was a wiener dog outside of the Wienermobile. It was Wienerception, and his name was Oscar.
No.
I can't even make this up.
You're lying.
Yeah. No, 100% certain they have, Hy-Vee is cooking hot dogs, so it kind of smells like a hot dog next to the Wienermobile, which is awesome. What more could you ask for? And then there's two people that I talked to because I was like, I envy your lives. Please tell me about your job as a Wienermobile operator. And they have done this. It's a one-year job. It was in St. Louis last week. And where else was it? Mardi Gras down in Louisiana.
Wow.
The girl says she's going to take the thing to Puerto Rico. Like, how do I become one of these Wienermobile people?
You're not leaving the show.
You shouldn't have sent me out here because I'm having the best time ever.
Hold on.
With the Wienermobile.
Can I talk to Kate? I want to make sure you did not get an application from them. Kate,
I know. It's not too late. I could go back over to the table.
Okay,
and,
wait.
Grab an application.
I got a million and one questions. Hopefully you can answer it as you're standing next to the Wienermobile. If you had to guess,
okay,
how many Taylor lengths, how tall are you? As a question I can ask a woman, right?
I'm like 5'7"-ish.
Okay, how many Taylor lengths is the Wienermobile, do you think?
Like 4 maybe?
Ooh.
I don't know, because the bun at the bottom is a little shorter. I'm going to say 4 for the bun. For the wiener itself, I'm going to say 4 1/4 of me.
Okay, okay. Now, you said they are cooking hot dogs, the Hy-Vee is, but does the Wienermobile smell, though? Did you go out there and sniff it?
It's hard to say, because, you know, it's a little breezy, so mm-hmm. the smell of wieners is just in the air, honestly. It's just kind of the vibe around here. But no, there's not really a stench inside the Wienermobile.
Can you get in? Did you give them the $10 that I gave you to get in?
No, they do have it roped off. I'm sure it's, you know, probably for people like me who admit publicly that they would commit Grand Theft Auto if they had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
But you can peek your head in. So with your $10 instead, I am just going to get 10 hot dogs, I think, because they're only a dollar.
One for me, right?
I don't know. Me and Kate are pretty hungry. You send us on this journey. We deserve a couple hot dogs.
Okay, one more thing. I just have got to know, does the Wienermobile taste like a hot dog? Can you go up there and lick it?
I don't, you know what? I'm not sure that a parking lot is a place to be licking the Wienermobile. So that I will leave up to the imagination. Okay.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Too bad they didn't let you go for a spin in the Wienermobile.
I would like to say I'm like disappointed, but I really can't be because why would they ever let me do that?
But now, do you think you could actually drive it? That thing looks huge.
I'm going to dream about it tonight. I'm going to lay my head down and be like, wow, imagine if I got to roll up in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be the coolest person ever.
We were wondering if you could drive an iconic vehicle like the Wienermobile or maybe a vehicle from your favorite movie or TV show, which vehicle are you choosing? I'm thinking back to our childhood, Taylor.
Yeah.
Herbie Fully Loaded. I'm picking the Bug.
Okay, and that, it's been a long time since I've seen that, but that car comes alive, right?
It talks. Yeah.
Sort of, maybe.
Yes. That's cute. And I've always wanted a Bug. People are always like, don't get it. They're a horrible investment. But you know what? This one talks, though.
I think that's a great choice.
What are you picking?
Oh, God. I mean, there's some like obvious ones, like the Batmobile would probably be really fun.
Oh, yes.
Fast and zippy. But honestly, I want to drive Mater from Cars.
No, no.
Why not? He's a little truck, a little tow truck.
I know. He's a little dumb.
He's a little dumb. He has a little attitude to him. I think that would be.
Wait a minute. Am I Mater? Wait a minute. I am showing off the Wienermobile sticker that you just handed me to everybody. I'm going to be at Hy-Vee later and I'll be like, see my Wienermobile sticker? And they'll be like, ma'am, I just came here for milk and eggs.
I'm going to play till I die, honestly, because I feel like I conquered today. I saw the Wienermobile. However, I do kind of wish that I
could drive it.
Could have driven it,
mm-hmm.
but it just is not an option, to be honest.
No, but if you could drive, though, any iconic vehicle like the Wienermobile or maybe a vehicle from your favorite movie or TV show, what would you choose and why?
Because there's so many cool ones that, like, in real life, you're not going to buy one of those. You're not going to probably have the chance.
We don't have that kind of money.
Definitely not. So why not dream big like the Wienermobile?
Yeah. So if you've got a car that you know that is iconic like that, that you would love to drive,
because we would love to hear that. Tawny, what vehicle do you want to drive?
the Magic School Bus with Miss Frizzle.
That's a good one.
Why is that?
Oh, man, I grew up watching that stuff. And you talk to my kids and they're like, who? I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Go turn on PBS right now.
What a hot diggity dog day.
Oh, dear God.
Gosh darn it. I will.
You waited all dang day to say that.
Yeah, I did. I did do that because if you haven't heard, the Wienermobile is in the Cedar Rapids area. It is at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee until 5 o'clock. I went and saw it. I got myself a sticker. I got myself a wiener whistle. It was really cool. I didn't get to drive it. I understand why. But
she did admit that she would take it.
I did. I said that I would steal it if I had the chance. So obviously they're not going to let me in that
thing. They heard about you beforehand. They had you on the most wanted list.
They did give me a look when I came walking up towards that thing. But it's got us thinking now, obviously that's an iconic vehicle. Mm-hmm. We want to know what other vehicles, if you had the choice, any movie, any TV show, what vehicle would you choose to drive? Linda, what's that for you?
Well, actually, I had the opportunity and I got to drive the Outback Blimp. Several years ago in Iowa City, I had the opportunity and got to actually not only ride in it, but got a chance to drive it for a little while.
Did you have to have a special license?
I would think so. They only go 40 miles an hour.
New dream unlocked. I didn't even think about
a
blimp.
You just got the Wienermobile. Come on.
I don't know, man. Something about a blimp. That would be pretty cool, too.
That would be kind of cool.
The, what is it? The Goodyear blimp.
Oh,
that's iconic.
Yeah. That would be cool,
and they only go 40 miles an hour. You can't hit a curb in a blimp, okay? I think I'm very much qualified for that.
Taylor, you still could.
You're right.
Knowing you.
Anyways, Kyle, what vehicle would you choose to drive?
I've got to go with the 1978 Z28 Camaro from the Bumblebee movie and Transformers. Because you got V8 American Muscle Power. It transforms and can go to like any generation of Camaro, but that 78 Z28 is just dripping attitude everywhere it goes.
I don't know if you're a mechanic, but I would trust you to
you can
fix
my
any
car
vehicle
today.
Just based on that sentence.
I'm actually a mechanic, so it definitely helps.
There you go.
Had a little bit of a feeling about that one,
yeah, when
Kyle.
When he said dripping something, I knew he was a mechanic from that one. But speaking of cars as well, Amanda texted in and she said, "I want to drive Cher's Jeep from Clueless."
Yes.
Cute. Cute. Okay, Christy just texted in and said the Scooby-Doo machine. I've been waiting for someone to say that. Come on.
That's a lot of vehicle because it's a big van, right?
But Christy, just don't hit any curbs.
You'll be fine. It'll be all right. Al, what vehicle would you choose to drive?
The Batmobile or the General Lee in Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
I think you're qualified. You should.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Yeah, it's nice out there.
Thank you for great update.
Woo! You know, the sky's blue. It is a little breezy. The grass is getting green. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of depressed after having to leave the Wienermobile.
You just wanted to do the whole show live from the Wienermobile.
There's nothing I want more than to turn around, gaze out our windows, and see the Wienermobile.
Hey, Wienermobile people, come by to our station.
That's what I'm saying. They go everywhere. They were at Mardi Gras. They were in St. Louis last week, they told me. Why not Z102.9? How do we get...
What? Where do you think they parked that tonight?
That is a conversation Kate and I had because she drove me out there to the Hy-Vee Wilson Avenue because that's where they're at till 5 o'clock. Go see it. I highly recommend. But we're like, what do they do? Like, do they...
You're not part...
Are they valeting the Wienermobile at a hotel?
Dude, that would be awesome. But I'm thinking they wouldn't park the Wienermobile outside of, like, a Hilton hotel.
I don't know.
Like,
you'd risk somebody, like, trying to...
Vandalize it, steal it. Mm. That's when I'm like, they don't drive all night, though.
Well, there's two of them, so I don't know. Maybe they take shifts. I didn't ask that many questions.
Should have been your number one question. What do you do with the Wienermobile at night? Where does the Wienermobile go?
I just miss it, man. And now I feel like I'm going to be on a come down the rest of the day. It was a highlight. And now back to reality.
Back to the disappointing destiny.
Boo. Sad about it. Sorry.
like it or not, tipping is something that we all got to do here and there. I guess it's up to you how much you want to do it, mm-hmm. what places. But we want to know from you, what is that thing that makes you want to tip someone more? That makes you be like, yeah, they deserve more than a 20% tip.
Oh, I'm giving them 40% today.
Because of what they did. But I bring this up because apparently there's something that can appear on your receipt that subconsciously even will make you want to tip someone more. So if you're a waiter or a waitress, your ears should be perking up right now. Okay?
Listen up.
This comes from...
Take notes.
Yeah, seriously. And it's pretty easy. It comes from a study in the Journal of Hospitality Management. Sounds really official to me.
I don't need to subscribe to that, but I feel like I need to.
Well, I'm telling you it's official, okay? People tip more if they see a smiley face on the receipt.
110%. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I will. There's, I do it. I do this.
They did tests on this. There was an 11% increase mm-hmm. between no smiley face and mm-hmm. smiley face. And then it even worked for deliveries, too. There was yep. a 10% increase of people more likely to tip more.
And if yours has a winky face on it.
Oh, you get a little bit more.
You're into
it. Girl or boy, I don't care. I will give you a higher tip. 110%.
Also, if you say have a good day with a smiley face.
Oh, yeah. Or thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
You guys were great. Yeah, I now you're getting
it. It just feels like you're putting an extra touch, almost like an X and O on a card for me or something.
Well, yeah, because they don't have to do that.
They don't have to. I love that. I love when you do that. I will 100% give you a little bit more of a tip if you do that. Also, if you give me, you're going to think this is crazy. If you give me a colored pen when I need to do my like signing and I need to give a tip, mm-hmm. if it's colored and it's not just a blue pen, girl, you are getting a better tip.
I want to say
if it's pink, oh God, if it's red, if it's orange, if it's blue or not blue, green, any other color than blue or black.
I want to say that you're crazy for this and I want to judge you, but I think I'm the same way because I'm a pen snob. How many times have you picked up a pen and you start writing it down? And you're like, ooh, this is a nice pen. It's like a gel 5 million or something. This is awesome. And then subconsciously, does that make me want to tip them more? Probably.
It also makes me want to steal it, but I do tip more. I don't actually steal it, but it makes me want to.
But if you do steal it, you're like, I feel bad. I should leave them an extra amount to go buy more pens.
They got to go buy more pens.
Jeez. Just know, if Destiny and I roll up to a restaurant and you leave us a smiley face on the receipt with a nice, you were great, or have a nice day, and a nice pen, oh baby, is that tip going to be big?
Oh, yeah.
We want to know what
you're going to get yourself a nice coffee though later that week.
100%. We want to know what makes you want to tip somebody more, big or small, whether it be something written on the receipt or... I don't know. So how you go the extra mile? What's that thing for you? But when I'm at a restaurant, I really appreciate a waiter or a waitress that helps me with the menu.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Especially if they ask like, oh, have you been here before? I'm never going to lie and say, yeah, I have when I haven't. I always say, no, it's my first time. Mm-hmm. I like when they just take the initiative immediately and are like, okay, let me walk you through some of the most ordered things, or let me tell you some of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. I like when I'm stuck between like two different things that I don't know which to order. And I like when they're brutally honest.
Yes.
And they're like, don't bother with the burger. Get the fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, our burgers here aren't that good. I like when you're honest with me and you tell me the burgers aren't that good.
Right.
Even though the boss probably wants you to push the burgers.
Right. I know. Yeah. You probably shouldn't say that about your own food, but it almost makes me trust you more. And in that case, I'm like, you deserve a tip because you helped me and I probably ordered something that I liked better.
No, 100%. I agree. And I will give you even more if you go above and just a little bit more beyond that. If I feel like I can trust you and I can be, can I be honest with you? I've never had this food before, but can you tell me is this so-and-so food like ravioli, or can you describe you dumb it down for me, because like especially if I've been to a place that I've never been and it's like a type of food I've never had before, I need you to dumb it down. 100%. What is it like in other foods? is it like a hot pocket? I don't know. Is it like pizza rolls? Dumb it down for me.
Well, yeah, sometimes there's ingredients like, I don't know, quinoa. If you've never had that, you're like, what is it like? And they're like, oh, it's kind of like rice-ish.
See if you can do that for me. price is going up, baby.
You are walking out with a crisp $100 bill.
Okay, I'll never forget, I think it was like a year or two ago, I did a Let's Get Quizzical question, and it was something like, what can a waiter or a waitress wear or do that can help them get better tips?
Pigtails.
That was the answer.
How do you remember that?
I actually don't remember that.
Oh, but I've seen girls who are waitresses on TikTok say that they like test out this pigtail theory and say that when they wear pigtails, for some reason, they end up coming home with way more money in tips.
Who would have thought pigtails could get you more money?
It's cutesy, I guess.
Yeah, never in a million years.
Noted if I ever need to work for tips.
But that's not where we're not talking about like what a waiter or a waitress could wear. We're talking about what they could do for you that goes above and beyond for you that you're like, you know what? If you do this, you're going to get a better tip from me.
100%. We still want to hear what that is for you. Dee, what do you like to see?
When they harass me, honestly, when they constantly are coming back to the table, makes me want to tip you more. I love when you're in my face case.
I get that. Overly attentive.
Dude, I'm going to take it one step further and say, she likes it in the face. Don't get in my face. Get next to me. Sit right next to me. I love when you're giving me a dirty look. I love when a waiter or waitress is like, almost like your bestie. Mm-hmm. And they just sit in the booth with you and they're like, all right, what would you like to order? And they sit down.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, hey, we're having dinner together. I like when they do that.
I don't know about the booth. If there's an extra chair, maybe no, I'd be down for it.
I love when they sit in the booth and they just, and it's like we've known each other for 10 years and they're taking my order and I have met you 10 seconds ago. I love when they do that. It just feels like I'm at home. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't. That's maybe a little too much in my personal bubble. I do like when they like make their way around the table though, and then maybe like crouch down behind your chair, because I hate when I'm trying to yell and it's so loud in a restaurant and they're like, sorry, what? And I'm like, chicken tenders.
Of course you're ordering
Please.
Chicken tenders.
That's all I want ever. Wendy, what makes you want to tip someone more?
I once had a waitress at Red Lobster crack our crab legs for us. That was the best ever. She got the biggest tip ever.
I bet. That's like way above and beyond.
Yes. You didn't have to get your hands all dirty, full of crab and stuff like that. She did all the cracking for us.
I wouldn't even know how to do that, so I'm glad she did that.
Yeah.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As a Gen Zer who doesn't like to answer phone calls or raise my hand in a group setting, I would be really upset if self-checkout just disappeared.
Mm.
And I think there's a lot of people that are like me that are like, I like to do my Target run, have my AirPods in. It's like a spiritual experience.
Yeah, I do that.
Bag it up myself and leave without talking to a single person. That's just like how some people operate. And I get that. However, there's some bad news going around. And that is that self-checkout lanes could be on the outs.
I've kind of been noticing this already a little bit. It was funny because we had like, I feel like about 4 years ago when COVID happened, you know, like people, like stores were just like, boom, self-checkout
so
everywhere.
Many. Yeah.
And like stores that you never in a million years thought would have a self-checkout were like getting self-checkouts. Like I never thought Aldi would get one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Aldi, you have self-checkouts? Mm-hmm. Like you're efficient already and now you're doing self-checkouts? Okay. So I was really shocked to see that. But then now I go to more and more stores and I'm seeing they're taking them out or like Target, it's reduced to 10 items or less.
Yes. Which I overthink personally and I'm like, oh, I have 11 items. I can't go through it.
I thought you were meant like, oh, I have more than 10 M&Ms in this bag. I don't know if I can go.
No, not that much. Well, it could be getting even more strict. And in fact, one place is already implementing this at some stores and that is Walmart. There's rumors that Target is going to be next to do this.
Oh, Target.
And that is charging people to use self-checkout.
Why?
Let me tell you, because self-checkout obviously is the root of a lot of theft.
Yeah, that's why they got the cameras on you. And I swear to God, you always look ugly in them.
It's the worst angle.
You are 30 pounds heavier, and you have zero makeup on, even though you are full glam.
I look like I've never slept in my life.
Swear to God.
But, you know, some people don't even care that the cameras are on you. They're like, oh, it's just $1. They'll throw it in the bag. It's really, probably way too easy to do at self-checkout. So that is what they say. The reason for this is that they're kind of trying to pull back on self-checkout. The pandemic is long over, so it's not so much of a worry like it used to be back in 2020. So they're like cool with pulling back and not having so many self-checkouts. But to, I guess, deter people from choosing self-checkout over a lane with a cashier at Walmart, they're going to make them available for Walmart Plus members only, which means you have to buy a membership, which means you're spending $12 a month, aka around $100 a year, to be able to do your self-checkout. Which I'm like, I love self-checkout, but not enough to be like buying a $100 membership.
No. I already get irritated. I prefer a cashier. I love a conversation. I like to ask you how your day is, and I want you to ask me how mine is because nobody else is asking. But I hate self-checkouts. And I literally just told someone this like a week or two ago. And I said, Walmart owes me a W-2 because of the amount of time.
The work you did.
The amount of times and the work that I have done at self-checkout. I deserve some money from that I can get on a tax return, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now you want me to pay for it? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I it sounds like a lose-lose situation, and I think they're firing you is basically what they're doing.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I want to present something to you, Taylor, before I present it to, the boss in HR tomorrow.
Okay, I'll try my best to give you boss-like feedback, but great. I don't know how good I am.
Because it's like, it's one of those ideas that I'm like, in my head, it's so freaking great. But I'm like, if I say it out loud in a meeting to the boss tomorrow, are they going to say, oh, that's freaking great? Or are they going to say, Destiny,
your time here is done.
That's what I'm concerned about. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you ever presented an idea and they didn't like that, that's what I'm concerned about, okay? So I need to present it to you first, and then I just need, you know, your thoughts and opinions. So, you know, jobs have PTO, which is like your vacation days. You want to take a day off to go with the fam to a museum, or maybe take a whole week off and you go spring break to, I don't know, South Carolina, right? How cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Then you've got sick days because you're sick. You came down with the flu. Oh, darn. Now you're out for 2 days. So you've got those two separate days, right? And an amount for both. So let's say maybe you have PTO. There's 8 days a year that you get. And then sick days, let's say you get 5 days a year. Okay?
Okay.
Some jobs have that. I think we need to add one more.
Okay. Yeah, because that's pretty much it. Some people have like mental health days or whatever.
You know what? I did have a job that had that.
Uh-huh.
And you could cash those in. It was kind of great.
Uh-huh.
I would like to cash this one in this morning. I was having a rough morning, to be honest with you. I did have a slight bit of a crying session.
Oh, okay.
Because I just wasn't feeling people-y today.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And so I think there needs to be a day that you can cash in where you just don't feel like people-ing. Talking to anyone. And it would be better for the company and for everyone you love and you work with that you just didn't show up, because peopling is not your thing that day. So I think that should be like, you only get one a year, because I feel like more than one is a little too much.
Yeah.
But like, I just had a rough morning today, and honestly, someone said hi to me today at work, and I love everybody I work with. I really do. They just said hi to me, and I just really didn't want to people today, and I cried because I just like, hey, have you ever had one of those days where you're like, I just don't want to people. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Definitely.
Everybody's had one of those days, right?
Yes. I feel like, there's days that you're like, I don't even want to get up out of bed and like go see anybody.
See?
But I think on top of that, maybe you only get one of those days where you don't show up necessarily. You're like, okay, this is my no people day for the year. But I think it would be really nice. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a hat that you wear or a sign around your
even
neck
better.
That just says, no peopling today.
That's what I should have worn today.
Just don't. You can't. Don't talk. Yeah. Don't approach.
And everyone needs to actually, like, go by it. If I'm wearing the orange hat that says no people today, you do not come up to me. I'm not peopling today.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good one. Well,
that's,
I like that.
When I wish I was like a Sim, because you know they had the green things, but it would be like an angry red. Like, do not approach.
If tomorrow the show is called That Girl in the Afternoon and you just hear Taylor, it's because I got fired because I presented an idea, which maybe they didn't like, the HR department, which is, I think, that we should have PTO days, you know, for vacation, sick days, and then one day of the year that we could just call in and be completely honest with our boss and just say, you know what, I'm not feeling very people-y today.
I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best for me to stay home.
Yeah.
I think that's...
You don't want me to be mean to Stacy.
Right. I think it's better that you just stay home. It'd be really nice if we had one dedicated day because, you know, no boss wants you to lie and say that you were sick when you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to use a vacation day to just be in a bad mood at home.
See? And we want to hear from you. If you could create a special reason for a day off, what would it be for you? 6505 texted in. I think you're really going to like their. There are two responses, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
They said that we should get a day off for our birthday.
Love it.
100%, or even better, your pet's birthday.
I would almost rather take than my own birthday, because then
Taylor,
I can spend the day
two.
With them. Well, they're from the same litter. They're born on the
crap.
Same
you should have picked two different. You should have picked two different.
I can lie and say they were born at midnight and midnight or one.
Oh darn.
yeah. I think. Oh man, there's so many things that I feel like you should get a day off for. My first idea is like my appearance isn't right kind of day where either you woke up with a giant zit and you're like, I can't leave the house. Or those days where you're like having a bad hair day to the point where you're having a breakdown in your bathroom and you're like, my shoulders hurt. If I hold up a curling iron any longer, I'm seriously going to punch a hole through the wall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think you should be allowed to stay home for that. You should really only get like one of those a year. Or your winged eyeliner, you just can't figure it out and you're having like a little menti bee.
Seriously.
Stay home, that's fine. I think so. Weird appearance type things, I don't look or feel like myself that kind of day. And then my other idea is day after vacation catch up day.
Love that.
So, you know, normally if you fly in on Monday, you still take Monday off, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're coming back to Iowa to get settled. And then you're kind of stuck with like a half day to where you feel like you have to unpack. Mm-hmm. You have to just run the dishwasher and all of the things. I think instead of tacking that onto your vacation and wasting 5 out of your 10 days, you should get a post-vacation day.
Yes, so you can unpack. You can, because honestly, I am a waste of space that day
after
work. Oh, 100%. If you really think I'm productive at work, you are lying to yourself, boss. Because I am literally so unproductive. Thank you. I was like, what's the word? I just blanked on it.
No,
I'm not checking my emails. I'm half spacing. I'm thinking about how Florida was so great.
Yeah, you're going to everybody's desk and being like, let me show you pictures, because I just cannot bring myself to work. Are we wrong for celebrating Pie Day by just talking about hot dogs all day?
I didn't even notice that.
I just realized.
Oh, God. Ooh. Oops.
Well, I mean, we didn't have any pie, but we had a Wienermobile in town.
Yeah, how can we not celebrate hot dogs when the Wienermobile is here? I mean, seriously, come on.
It took over my day, and honestly, I'm not mad about it because I feel like it's not something that happens very often.
Nope.
So I went out and found it. Unfortunately, Destiny, you had to stay behind and, you know, keep the radio working or whatever. But I did bring you back some souvenirs, some stickers, and you were supposed to get a wiener whistle, but Street Teamer Kate nabbed
it
from you.
Yep. Well, since you brought me a sticker, I thought I would bring you some fun facts about the Wienermobile.
I'd love to know.
Earlier, I told you that the drivers, they have a name. You call them hot doggers.
Hot doggers.
So if you go see the Wienermobile, because it's still in town until the St. Patrick's Day parade, go up to the drivers, call them hot doggers. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was first created in 1936.
Oh, it's old.
Yeah, it is. The Wienermobiles were briefly available on Lyft.
Shut your mouth. You're telling me at some point I missed out on the opportunity to go out to the bars and roll up in the Wienermobile? Can you imagine?
Check my wiener out.
Hear me out here.
Mobile.
Can you imagine if you were like out at the club and you like found a guy that you really liked and you're like, okay, like it's time to go back to my place. You order a Lyft.
Yeah, I know. You'd be totally getting a second date, girl.
The freaking wiener mobile rolls up. Be like, what are you trying to tell me?
I know. Yeah, so it was briefly available on Lyft. You can guess why. It probably is not available anymore. There was a famous race car driver who did take it for some laps, and he took it for several laps and took it up to 110 miles per hour.
Wow. Really?
I would have never thought
it could move that fast.
Neither would I. Wiener mobile drivers are trained at a school. It's called Hot Dog High. They have 40 hours of training. They get shown how to drive it. They get instructions, all that fun jazz, and then they're off to venture the country.
I wonder if they have to parallel park that thing.
Probably.
It was a long dog.
Mm-hmm. And the Wienermobile passengers ride shot bun.
Come on.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.